Continuing.
All right, I have a couple quick questions. One, you had, I believe you had told me that Robert Kennedy was leader personality, and
yes.
Then I think I heard you tell someone else, or someone else said that you told them they were a supporter personality. So I just want clarification on that.
Robert
is the leader. Okay.
John.
Is the supporter.
Yes.
I got that. Okay. Cool. So, the other kind of quick one is, I was watching a documentary on Janis Joplin, and I was thinking of Mary the whole time, and I thought, I wonder if Mary is a focus, or Janis Joplin is a focus of Michael. Or when I saw a picture of Vicky recently, I thought of Janis Joplin. So I'm wondering if it's the emergence of those two is Janis, or how that all fits.
Lawrence.
Oh, so it's Lawrence is Janis Joplin. Lawrence gets around. That's all I'm saying. Is Lawrence gets around. Very interesting.
But that is considerably understandable.
Yeah.
That you would associate that with Michael, for that is that twin
energy. Oh, yeah. Oh, interesting. So I guess I didn't realize Michael and Lawrence were twin energy.
Yes.
Interesting. Do I have a twin energy?
No.
Interesting. I'm so singular. Like, I just fragmented from one essence, but that's okay. I'm okay with it. Okay, so, speaking of coincidences, and there are no coincidences, I was reading on a Facebook post of Oba said yesterday he had a dream that he was going into the Marine Corps, and then I just thought, well, my son went into OCS for the Marine Corps yesterday. And I thought, well, maybe somehow it's connecting, or but it just felt connected to me somehow. So is that connected, his dream and my son actually going into OCS?
What is your assessment?
Well, I felt, you know, Oba's very supportive. It comforted me a bit when I saw that he did that. So I was like, oh, it's so nice that he's, because, you know, it's, it just felt comforting to me, and as a comforting, and but then I was wondering if somehow Oba is connected to Nolan. I mean, I know they're all connected, but how he's connected to Nolan, if he, they're observing of each other, or
counterpart.
So, and then speaking of my son going into the Marine Corps, and thinking about how we influence people, like we talked about this before. And so sometimes I think, all right, so obviously I'm not thrilled. I don't like war. I don't agree with war. And then I have my son going into the Marine Corps and how he feels. And I know we've talked about this a little bit about I know I influence him, but so I still think, I still go back and forth between, I want to be supportive of my son, which I know I am, and so I don't want to say, you shouldn't be going into the Marine Corps, that you're going to be killing people, or if you kill people, which I'm not going to say it like that, but I wonder, would it be beneficial for me to, if this is not what I want to say to him? I don't think I could, because I know how much he really wants to do it, but so I do still feel that little bit, I don't know if it's conflict or just, it's maybe not conflict, because I do feel, I just feel comfortable in what I'm doing, but I still wonder, I guess is a better word, should I be saying to him, Nolan, think about what you're doing, that if you go into the Marine Corps, the two things I personally don't like about it is the fact that he may kill people. And also I don't like, especially going into the shift, and we're coming into our own authorities and listening to ourselves. The Marine Corps wants you to listen to, they want you to throw away everything that you think you should do and follow, do whatever you're told, which just like gets me all tied up. So I want to say to him, and I will probably always say to him, no matter what, never stop listening to yourself. I don't care what they say. But I hate that part. So I guess I'm still wondering how much of an influence should I do to him or speak about it? Like, I wonder, Jace, I don't know. So what would you say about all that?
I'm understanding. What I would express to you, you are influencing. And what is important is how you are influencing. You love your son. You want to be supportive of him. He has generated a choice, and he is enthusiastic about that choice. Now, this is an excellent example and opportunity for you. He wants to engage military service. Military service does not only include killing. There are many other aspects of it. And let me express to you, those aspects of it that you don't like, you are quite entitled to your preferences and your opinions in relation to the aspects of military service that you don't agree with and that you don't like. That is already known. Therefore, that point been generated.
Yeah.
Even if you don't specifically say those words, that point has been expressed for years in other capacities. Therefore, it is not necessary to express that point. It is already known.
Right.
This is an excellent opportunity for you in two capacities. One, to recognize that viewing this direction in only one manner is considerably narrow. Regardless of whether that is the reason that it was formed, it matters not. It is a matter of viewing the full picture rather than only one piece of the picture. There are many benefits to engaging in military service. And in this time framework, most of your countries, to entice individuals to participate in military service, offer more and more benefits.
Yeah.
Therefore, there are many different avenues, there are many branches in that one aspect of military service, the Marine. they offer many, many different types of expressions and training and learning and information and skills. And in that, it is an opportunity for him to explore. And the other point, I acknowledge definitely what you are expressing in your perception about being your own individual, following your own voice, not being a drone, not being directed by other individuals. But let me offer to you in that also, most individuals in varying degrees appreciate that structure and are willing to allow other individuals to direct them in varying degrees. But also, another factor in this that can be a significant benefit is that many individuals discover themselves by placing themselves in a position of being directed. Now, give yourself a moment to think about the situation somewhat differently. You are a parent. You have spent many years of their lives directing them. And they actually benefit from that. They actually, in certain capacities that they may not actually express to you, but in certain capacities, they actually appreciate that. Not in the manner that they may be expressing to you.
Yeah.
I love that you were directing me life entirely, mother. No.
Almost.
But it has allowed them and aided them in discerning and deciphering what they agree with, what they don't agree with, what they want, what they don't want, what they like, what they don't like. It aids them in discovering within themselves how well they function with structure or how they do not.
Yeah.
Whether they are an individual that functions more efficiently with considerable structure, or whether that is considerably irritating to them and that they function more effectively with much less. Not all individuals, and in actuality, very few, define what their direction will be at the ages of 20 or 25 or 28. Some individuals may choose what they think they should incorporate as a direction.
Yeah.
in their college years. And of those individuals, genuinely speaking, there are very few that actually follow that and continue to maintain that throughout their life. Most individuals remember. They are expected to define their direction in life at the age of 20. At the age of 20, they are merely touching on becoming an adult. They're not quite an adult yet. And at the age of 20, they are merely touching, assuming attachments and constructs. They have not developed that yet. Therefore, I would express, as I have recently with one individual, generally speaking, between the ages of 21 or 22 and 26, individuals develop and move in the direction of constructs and attachments. That is when they are generally established. But up to that point in an individual's lives, they begin to become vaguely familiar with constructs in their adolescent years, but they have not quite moved in a direction of understanding them yet, and they definitely are not necessarily implementing them yet. They are still moving in a direction of responding in relation to consequences. They are not even defining yet what they assess as right and wrong. They are still only responding to what they have learned in relation to consequences. Not that they define that when they generate a certain action that it is wrong and that is why they have a consequence. That, they've not moved into that yet. They only know the consequence. In this, expressions such as choosing to involve oneself in military service, not in a significant war time. And when I express significant war time,
like World War II or something,
I am meaning a significant war in which whatever country is participating in that war, they are generating most of their military troops to that war. Not minor war situations in which most of the military troops are not involved. Engaging in military service when that particular country is not involved in a significant war time framework can actually be a benefit. It can help the individual to discern what their preferences are, what they function well with, what they want, what is available to them, what their interests are, And even that aspect of being dictated to can be a benefit, for they don't have to think about what they have to do. They are being dictated to in relation to functions. Therefore, we spoke yesterday of your minds. Their minds are not cluttered with all of the activities that they have to do. Eating, eliminating,
which is
exercising, all of those actions that they have to do within a day. Their minds are not occupied with that. Their minds are occupied with learning what they like and don't like, what interests them, what doesn't interest them, what they want to do. And in that, let me also express to you that, yes, there is a definite, precise structure with each of the branches of the military, and some are more structured than others, which is telling in itself that an individual chooses certain branches. And in that, the Marine Corps is a more structured branch than some of the others. In this, I would also express to you that the initial training is specific and purposeful. That is intensive to establish a direction with these individuals that they don't have to think about what they are being told. If they are intensively being instructed and dictated to for a short time framework initially, they become very quickly accustomed to that, and it becomes normal. Not necessarily natural, but it becomes normal to them. And they stop rebelling, for they do rebel, for it is very structured. And in that, most individuals do create some difficulties in adjusting to that rigidness of structure, but they eventually do conform and comply, and that has a purpose, for it allows them to not be cluttered in thinking about unnecessary actions or expectations of themselves or obligations. They are free to think about and evaluate what they actually want to do, what interests them, what they fit with, which is very similar to what we were discussing yesterday.
It wouldn't condition them to do something they don't want to do?
What I would express in that is, yes, there are always aspects in which there are individuals, like most of them, that there are points that they may definitely, almost absolutely disagree and not want to do. But even that is a benefit, for they are aware they definitely, no question, do not agree, do not want to move in this direction. Therefore, when they finish that agreement of time that they participate, they know with no question what they definitely don't want to engage or to do, and they will not do it. And they will move in a different direction. Therefore, even in that, it is not necessarily a detriment.
So the I see a part of my son, I see, and the word that, the best word is like, I've always seen, even as a kid, this compassionate part of him. It's just such a beautiful part of him to me. That wouldn't come out of him, would it? Could they, that disappear from him or change? That will always be with him.
Yes.
So that is like my last little fear that
and
they may change
as
that. Yeah. Yeah.
That are available.
Yeah.
And in that, there are a brace of factors in that direction also. That he may become more aware of that aspect of himself. Choose to move in a direction of developing that aspect of himself. He may move in the direction of psychology. He may move in the direction, surprisingly, of clergy.
Whoa, that would be something.
Military provides both of those avenues.
Yeah.
In a direction of expression of support and compassion and encouragement. I would express, or he may develop a different potential that
hasn't been,
you may not have seen yet. Will those aspects of him that you are aware of disappear? Or in your thinking or your words be drilled out of him? No.
Okay.
No, they will not.
Okay.
They cannot change his personality.
Okay. All right.
They cannot change who he is. But there may be aspects of him that you haven't seen.
It's okay.
That he may choose to develop because they may interest him. In this, what I would suggest to you is practice viewing the bigger picture. And it is not always all negative.
I know. And I actually, I feel okay about it. I just, there's a couple little things that I wanted to swish out, but I feel
and
okay about it.
You can disagree.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can even, to a degree, express some apprehension.
Yeah.
As a parent.
Yeah, I can be myself.
And
right.
Recognizing that there are potentials for dangers.
Oh, yeah, I have no problem expressing that.
In that, that is you, and that is natural.
Yeah.
But it's also a matter of recognizing that these are his choices, and they can be.
I actually think I do a nice balance with me and him and having, I think I have a nice balance with it. I just think I, there's a couple little remaining things I wanted to flesh out. So, thank you. So I have a question. I had a lot of imagery with running toilets. I would walk out of a room, I'd walk back, the faucet, I had just left it on, a little dripping, a lot of little water, we had air conditioners stop, the drip, drip, dripping, air conditioners, a lot of water imagery has been going on for me. Water! But, so a couple things that it brought up for me. One, at first, like when it happened with the toilets and at home, and when it first started to happen, I was like, it just brought up oh, what if all these things go wrong and I can't fix them? But that was very short, and I kind of moved through that pretty fast. Like, actually even moved into it when we went to the house and there were air conditioning issues. I was more, you know, just take the steps to get it fixed. It kind of is what it is. And the gift I kind of gave myself was, it's just being able to accept what's ever happening and not be as bothered by it. So I did move to that point, which I was very happy with. I know, that was very good. And then asked one guy about, his impression of the imagery was like, we're changing our flow, you know, because we are getting ready to change the flow in life. The other thing that kind of came up with me was, I felt like sometimes I think, oh, maybe it's wasteful. You know, we're just wasting this water. Or we're like spending. And I'm thinking, we're actually spending a lot of money on this boat. It doesn't bother me. It just, and I'm like, okay, you know, whatever. I'm feeling pretty comfortable about it. But there's still that part, because it might be old associations of like wasting money or wasting water. Or like, are we just being careless with it? That was just a thought that kind of drifted through my head. I mean, not so, I still feel like we're on a path I want to be on, and I feel comfortable with it. But so I just wanted to have your input on this imagery that I've been offering myself about all this water dripping.
I would express the opposite.
Okay.
Waste. Wastefulness, I would express that it is imagery that you are presenting to yourself
filling up
as a reflection of what you are doing. Even in what you express, the words you chose, all this water.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots and lots of water.
We're going to be seeing lots of water.
Abundance.
Yeah, oh yeah, abundance. I like that.
More and more and more.
Oh yeah.
And in that, I would express that it is understandable that you chose water.
Yeah.
To be expressing that with, for it moves in the theme of what you are doing.
Yeah.
Both of you.
Yeah.
That you are focused upon actions, directions, and expressions that involve water.
Yeah.
Boats.
Yeah.
And in that, what I would express is, no, this is not a matter of being wasteful or that it is anything restrictive. It is flowing.
And oh, nice, yeah.
Being free,
mm-hmm.
and creating a lot of.
And mm-hmm. I feel like they offer a good example. They offer a positive example that benefits me and
yes.
probably others.
I would very much agree.
So I have noticed in myself, I feel a clearing. It feels clearer as inside myself. When things come up, I definitely am recognizing them and moving to a place that I would, you know, rather be. And then my last little, and it's never going to be the last little, I know, it's always more and more, so I recognize that. But I was taking a yoga class, and this person, she was reading a list of things, and she says, oh, one may stick out for you. And the one that stuck out for me was choose without regrets. And I was like, you know, just felt so good. So, because the one thing that I still kind of like, you know, going part-time, I'm doing it, but I still like think, oh, am I being disloyal to the company? Am I taking money out of our pocket? I still, this all comes up, and I'm like, you know, choose without regrets. I made the choice. I don't need to regret it. So, I'm just feeling a clearer place to move, which feels good.
Excellent.
Yeah, it feels really good.
I express to you what I have expressed. was to you be intentional.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Be intentional. Yes. And I like that. Yeah. I picked up on that, too. People sharing that. Be intentional. Be that which you wish to seem.
It.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Even if you don't believe it initially, it matters not.
It doesn't matter not. Yeah. Yeah. Because it's like sometimes you choose and it's like, oh, you don't have to worry about it. Like, it's just like I'm recognizing the older thinking, I'm going to call it. Like, you choose and like, well, is this the right thing to do? Because if I do this, will that happen? That's still that attachment of, if I do this, am I going to make this happen? Versus just choosing it and being freed for whatever to happen. It's not necessarily.
And remember that you do not create.
Right.
Instances.
Yes.
Everything
is in the moment.
Itself.
Yeah. So, it's good. So let me ask you, I'm also curious about, we were talking yesterday at the group session, you know, I'd heard that Mary had thought she wanted to go to South Africa, and I'm like thinking, you know, you had told John and I, we resonate with South Africa, I'm thinking, yeah, group session South Africa would be fun, and then everybody at this group session, it's different, when we were deciding to go to Rome, or Europe, it's like, where should it be? Should it be here? Should it be here? Should it be here? And everyone was like, there were so many draws, I was like, oh, but South Africa, it's like everyone, oh yeah, that sounds fun. So what is the significance of South Africa? And everybody seems to really be excited about it. It seems to be very easy, this South African location. So what is the draw to South Africa for all of us?
There are two layers.
Okay.
One would be more objective. That you naturally share a commonality and it is significantly different from what you are accustomed to and what you know, and therefore there is a draw in curiosity. Then there is a less objective but equally as significant factor, which includes more individuals than you were sharing with yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
All of you share experience in that area.
Mm-hmm.
As a group.
Wow. What time frame?
There are several. They would express Eighteenth century.
Wow.
19th century.
All right.
And early 20th century.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So as a group.
It does feel familiar.
Yeah.
That's why.
Well, that'll be fun to explore.
That is a significant difference that all of you share together.
Yeah.
Focuses in that area of your world. It is not unusual that some of you share in smaller groups focuses together.
Yeah.
But for all of you to be involved in some focuses, and when I am expressing all of you, not merely all of you that were present, but more of you that are interactive with each other.
So what would be a number?
It would express that there is approximately 40 of you.
Wow.
That have shared those focuses together as a group.
Wow. That'd be fun. Okay, so when you're talking about thinking and, okay, two questions. And here's one of the ones that I think I know the answer to again that I'd like to ask you. But I want to play for, it's exciting to me to play around with the idea of thinking less, like just being more in the moment. So obviously, the more present I am, the less I'm going to think. Engage my thought. So I kind of, and I don't know what it necessarily looks.
That is not meaning that you are blank and not right. Thinking at all.
Okay. So I was just wondering, like if I, like I felt like I wanted to play this game where I would not think, just be for my, that would be the words I would use for my symbol. And just say I would think, like when I thoughts would just happen if I needed them to come, but I was going to shoo away thoughts for a while and just shoo them away and clear more and more and live like that. Experience living without thoughts, I guess. And I'm having a harder time saying what I mean because I'm not quite sure what I mean. Living without thoughts. So an imagery of living without thoughts.
I would express if you were living without thoughts entirely, it would require you choosing a very different lifestyle.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't want to do that.
But perhaps modifying that to living with thought in its proper function.
Yeah, well, you know what just came up for me? What I'm wanting, maybe, is not necessarily living without thoughts, but living in complete trust of myself. I think that's what I want.
Without analysis?
Right, just trusting, like that choose without regrets, just trusting the moment.
Very different from
living thinking. Without thoughts.
Oh. Where your thinking is a translator.
Yeah.
Therefore,
that's what I want.
Translating all
yes.
of your input of information.
That's fine.
Senses,
yeah.
Through your interactions, thinking is not bad.
Right.
Now, moving in a direction of complete trust,
yeah.
That does not require altering your lifestyle.
Right. And I know you're always saying we're trusting in something, but what I want is to trust in what I want and to trust in my choices.
I would express to you practice being more present.
Yeah.
Maintain that presence.
And I have been more and more.
You will accomplish that.
Yeah.
For the more present you are, the more you naturally move in precisely that direction. It is not necessary to invent a method or to work at it.
Yeah, I agree.
It is
just
merely a matter of being present and maintaining that in a constant fashion.
Yeah.
And you will automatically be expressing what you are saying.
And I am doing that more, wouldn't you agree? Yeah, definitely.
You are.
So that feels good.
And as I was touching upon yesterday, it is important to remember that even in trusting yourself entirely and being present every moment, that is not to say that you won't surprise yourself. And it is also not to say that you never feel or experience in uncomfortable manners, but there's a different quality to them, for you know what you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, even if you don't know, this is the significant point, even if you don't know in the moment what you are doing or why you are presenting this to yourself, that factor of being present, which generates that expression of implicitly trusting yourself, with that trust, that is what changes the experience, that even if you don't know, and even if you are experiencing something that is somewhat uncomfortable, it has a different quality, for you know that there is something that you are benefiting from.
Yeah.
Even if you can't identify it yet. And you know that you are presenting that to yourself for a reason that you will see and that you will understand and you will know, even if you don't know in that moment.
That was is what I was doing with the drippy faucets. Yeah, I get that. That's good. Okay, let's see. It all feels so good. But, all right. Oh, so talking about compliments and our compliments apart, it was, I just found it humorous when you're saying it's not a list. And I understand what you're saying. It's not a list, blue eyes, brown hair, whatever. But I always thought it was funny when I learned about all the Elias material and all about the families and everything. I was thinking in my head, oh, I wanted some muffy because I'm not into details and accuracy, and that would be so nice to compliment, to have this, to be a compliment to me because that's what I'm lacking. And I want an Ilda because I love to travel, and political because I just feel good when I'm around political, you know. And obviously he had all these stats that I wanted, even though that my little list there. But the point being is, when you talk about compliments, obviously you have similarities, like we love to travel, we like to go out to eat, we like to drink wine, or the rhythm of our day is pretty much in sync with each other. But I also feel like the compliment is, I don't like to research, he likes to research. So that works very, we're different, but it works very well together.
That is precisely the point.
Right. So,
that
right.
is what I have for an ongoing period about
compliments.
And let me express to you about your list.
Yeah.
What you were expressing is precisely what I have been offering to individuals. That is not a criteria list.
Yeah.
That is an example of being aware of what you naturally express, what you naturally generate, and therefore being able to identify what is a compliment to you.
Yeah.
Therefore, when you present it to yourself, you see it.
I recognize
it. You know it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That is different from the criteria.
Right. That's the compliment. So it's actually, I do get it because it was very easy to identify with my last, just small things. You don't think these would be significant in a relationship, and it is. So my last boyfriend, his rhythm of the day, he would like to go to work, come home, do his workout, and then take a shower, and then he wanted to meet with me and we would do dinner or whatever, but it was later dinner than I wanted. I would like to come home from work, go out to dinner, do my day, and then come back. So you would think that wasn't important, but I noticed how our rhythms were off, and it did conflicts. It was creating conflict because I would say, let's do this now. And he's like, I don't want to do this now, where we just, the rhythm is in sync.
That
it's huge, really.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That is
yeah.
the reason when I am expressing with other individuals about this subject, I use examples of mundane activities in your daily life, in your daily routine, washing your dishes, doing your laundry, reading books.
Yeah.
What is your natural flow? What do you naturally generate if you are an individual that views doing the dishes as a chore and unimportant, and that you must back yourself into a corner before you do them, you must irritate yourself before you do them.
Yeah, that's
if you are attempting to couple yourself with an individual that it is irritating to them that there are visible dishes being left in certain positions, this is a daily conflict in the making.
Yeah.
And those little expressions that you think of as being little.
Yeah, are not. Yeah.
A little expression. You are speaking to a friend on the telephone,
mm-hmm.
and let us say you are an individual that likes to walk while you are speaking on the telephone. Some individuals like to move while mm-hmm. they are on the telephone. And if your partner is irritated mm-hmm. or bothered by you walking through the room back and forth while you are on the telephone, this is another conflict in the making on a daily mm-hmm. basis. These are differences that are expressed in what you naturally generate
mm-hmm.
that it is not the significantly large aspects of yourselves that necessarily encourage or break a relationship.
Yeah.
It is those everyday activities that you naturally do. If you are an individual that wants to retire at 8 or 9 o'clock at night every day, and the other individual wants to be active until 2 or 3 or 4 in the morning,
it's going to be tough.
You will generate conflict.
And then when that saying, oh, love conquers all, and be bad, that's not it. I know, I agree. It's honoring yourself. I think one of the reasons in relationships that sometimes people get tripped up is because they think that you should be able to overcome these petty things, when in actuality, instead of thinking that, if you think I can trust my flow and honor my flow. Yeah,
and this
that's
is
good.
Another point that we were discussing yesterday in relation to those ideas of if I have all this information or if I am enlightened enough, I should be able to do this.
Right.
I should be able to overcome.
Yeah, this. And you might not, that
I
might not be something you
like
overcome.
Everything.
Yeah. Exactly. No.
You have preferences. You have individual flows. You have, in your words, rhythms.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, if your rhythm does not match another individual's rhythm, you can love that individual.
Mm-hmm.
You can love many individuals. You can love every individual if you so choose. Is that to say that you can develop and maintain a relationship with those individuals? Not necessarily. Love is not what binds individuals together. All of those other expressions are what bind you together, those compliments in how you flow together or whether you flow together. That is what binds you together, for that is what creates the foundation of a relationship. If you have no foundation, how can you build? What will you build? Everything you build requires a foundation.
Yeah.
Even if you are an artist and you are drawing a picture, you must begin with a line.
Yeah.
You have to begin with some type of a foundation. And that foundation is the commonality.
Oh,
that
yeah.
binds
you yeah.
together. Even if you are speaking of objects, what is the commonality between cut flowers and a vase? Which binds them together.
What is
the commonality between an artist and his paint?
The brush. No?
The canvas.
The canvas.
That meets them together.
Oh, okay.
There has to be a binding agent.
Yes.
There has
the
to
binding
be a
agent.
Foundation to allow you to bind together and build. You can interact, you can encounter, you can express moments and experiences with other individuals.
Yeah.
But in order to generate a relationship, there must be something to build on. And you cannot build without a foundation. And the foundation is the binding agent. It is that piece of commonality that you create together, that similarity, that aspect that allows you to adhere to each other and cooperate.
That was beautiful, Liz. That was marvelous. Adhere to each other. Marvelous. What an analogy. I like that. Thank you for that. That was fun.
And I would express that you are already doing it.
Yes. Yeah.
Therefore, what I would express to you is give yourselves an acknowledgement and credit that not only have you listened, but you implemented, and that you continue to do so. Well done.
Thank you. Hey, before you go, what do you think of the name of Twilight for the boat?
Excellent.
Okay.
So many layers.
So many layers, yes.
I express tremendous affection to each of you and to all of you. And I shall be anticipating your next meeting. Wondrous lovingness to you, my dear friends.
Au revoir. It's good, as always.
I think the word is marvelous.
Marvelous.